The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford. Giant steps are what you take, walking on the moon. I hope my leg don't break, walking on the moon.
I love that song, the day it came out. That was hilarious.
That would be a bad situation.
Yeah.
Breaking your leg on the moon. True or false for a pair of tickets to Arizona State Parks? San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge weighs almost 900,000 tons, making it just about 1.8 million pounds. This is slightly heavier than the Tonto Natural Bridge. True or false? You can text the answer to 411-923, 411-923 in this programming segment, and we'll pick a random right winner at the end and send you two passes. Good to any of Arizona's 35 state parks, including Lyman Lake. A little past Payson, but it's a beautiful big lake. And if you like remote locations with fewer crowds, that's the place to be. We've got a special guest on the line now who is actually there as an eyewitness watching the launch of Apollo 11, Miss Nancy Cohen Christensen. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Your story has broke everywhere, and I understand there's people from around the world trying to get a hold of you, so we appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us live this Saturday morning.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Tell us about your story.
Well, it probably all began around May 25th, 1961, when John Kennedy challenged America to explore space. And at that time, my father was on the proposal team for the Boeing company, and he helped to develop the Saturn S1C rocket. And it's the most powerful rocket to this day that's ever been developed. And so after they won the proposal, he became director of MISU to build the rocket. And we moved to New Orleans in around the early 60s, and that was rather a social change for us after coming from Seattle. But we learned to adapt very well and enjoyed the area. And as my father was the operations manager there, it was built in the MISU was an old sugar plant, and previously it had been a Higgins PT boat factory. So my father had to redo the factory, revamp it. It was as sterile as you could get. I remember in high school he would drive me through in a golf cart, and he said I could literally eat off the floors. It was so clean for what they were producing here.
And y'all built these rocket ships, shipped them over to Florida, and you were there live watching the launch, and you got to sit next to?
Well, I sat next to former Lyndon Johnson and his wife, Lady Bird, and then there was Ed McMahon and Johnny Carson, and they were just starting to do Disney World in Orlando, so Walt Disney had passed away, but his brother Roy was there, and then, of course, there were other astronauts and dignitaries, but, you know, I was starstruck because I got to see Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon.
And what was it like watching and hearing the rocket?
It's an experience that it is hard to explain. With all the movies they've done on the different Apollo launches, they still cannot get the sound of the thrust. I mean, it was reverberating. We were in a VIP section probably several miles from Launch Pad 39, and when that rocket went up, I mean, it was, the power was hitting against your chest, and I mean, everyone was literally crying. It was a very, very, very emotional time, and I will never forget it. As, you know, you remember different things in your life when John Kennedy passed away, and this is one of those instances I will never forget how it felt being there. And, of course, I was beaming with pride because I knew my father had such an important position to get this rocket going.
And I have a copy of your speech given at the River Oaks Country Club in Houston, and you quote, 7.5 million pounds of thrust reaching speeds of 6,000 miles an hour.
Correct. So that's a lot of thrust.
That is a lot of thrust. And so you've grew up in Seattle.
Yes.
Went to New Orleans, attended LSU, best decision you probably made in your whole life. What brought you to, in case you don't know, you're talking to a couple Cajuns.
Well, what's so interesting, my very dear friend lives in Lafayette, and I hear you're from Lafayette.
Well, Gary's from Lafayette, and Rosie's from little town Welsh, about 60 miles away.
Okay, well, I know the area very well.
And what brought you then to Arizona?
Well, after the launchings and everything at the space program, and I heard Dr. Skye say, you know, it was supposed to go on through Apollo 20, but they just didn't have the money to continue the program. So we were transferred back to New Orleans, where my father finished up his part of the Apollo launchings, and then back to Seattle, where he became in charge of the hydrofoils and jetfoils for the company. So I followed behind and taught school there and met my husband. And then we got transferred all over the United States with his banking career. So we moved here in the late 90s for his job with Wells Fargo, and loved it, and decided we were going to come back here to retire.
Well, thank you for spending your time with us this Saturday morning. The answer to the question is false. Tantro Natural Bridge is much heavier. It's almost 30 billion pounds.